Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7. HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. The 7 o'clock hour, Doug, the award-winning 7 o'clock hour, is brought to you by the BP credit card. Earn rewards and redeem at the pump.
I haven't received my award yet.
Reward batch. Doug, we have a special program for you today.
What have we today? I mean,
it's a special edition. You ever watch Different Strokes and Conrad Bain, who played Mr. Drummond?
Well, it's been years.
This isn't the one at the bike shop, is it?
No, there's a different one. Arnold and his buddy Dudley were offered the pot.
Yep.
Plowhawk on board at Skewell. And this was during the Nancy Reagan Just Say No era. And if I'm not mistaken, the First Lady appeared on Different Strokes. Because why?
What?
It was a well, yes, of course. But it was a very special edition of Different Strokes. Oh. So what I'm telling you, in a cryptic fashion, is today is a very special edition.
It wasn't cryptic.
Of you the said, Ryan Kelly.
You said it was a special show.
Ryan Kelly. Of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Now, they threw all those actors in Different Strokes in jail, didn't they?
Gordon Jump never did time.
Todd Bridges did.
Todd Bridges did, I can confirm.
Dana Plato did, I think. Gary Coleman, I think, might have.
Yes.
Think so. I think Dana Plato actually appeared in a Cinemax late night film called Different Strokes, but it was a different title with a different theme.
About golf, probably.
Eldrick withdrawing.
Yeah, back problems.
So I'm all excited about seeing him at the Honda Classic, and now I don't even know if he's going to be playing again. Much less in a couple of weeks when we're down there for spring ting. You like that, spring ting?
I didn't care for it. If you've ever had back problems, you know that it's just hard to ever get rid of it completely. That's the worst.
So you got back problems?
I used to.
So you got rid of it completely?
Well, but I don't play professional golf either.
You may step down.
I don't play professional golf. Back and neck problems kind of stick with a lot of people. And to have a violent swing like he does, I don't know that he'll ever be back to work.
He looked, I actually watched it a couple nights ago, and he just doesn't, I mean, he looks terrible. He looks uncomfortable walking.
Yeah.
Much less.
Well, when your back hurts, it's hard to sleep. It's hard to do much of anything. Hard to sit in a car. And
so he's over in the UAE and wants to fly back, but his agent was saying he's in too much pain to even fly back to the United States. So.
Yeah, too bad.
Why don't you send me your back guy?
Yeah, he's your guy.
I went to a chiropractor for a while. It was a neck for a while. But again, I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not lifting weights like he is.
Didn't they?
Well, yeah, but a lot of the relief is stop doing that. And for him, it's be stop playing golf. You take a violent swing like he does and play as many hours a day that he does.
Stop being a rube.
You don't see any connection at all between the golf swing and back issues.
I do, but you just had said you never get rid of it, and then you said you got rid of it.
If you're a professional athlete, you're probably not going to get rid
all
of
right,
it.
All right, we'll put an asterisk on it.
Well, I just did.
And what about Tim saying, well, he struck gold, and then he moved on. Spring ting.
You like that?
Yeah. I think we buried the lead.
Feel good about it.
What do you think of that, Doug? Spring ting.
It's okay. Spring ting.
This just got to me... within the last couple of moments, and I was going to lead with the Blues win and the Bobby Plager ceremony, but unfortunately, there's breaking news.
What?
Jason Barrett has just revealed the top 20 program directors.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is something people have been waiting for too long. It's water cooler talk all around this nation. Who do you think's number 8? Program directors, AM stations.
I thought John Hansen would be number 3, but he's number 4.
I don't think we're going to know any of these names, are we?
I guess you don't know Jimmy Grassi.
I don't know
Grassi.
Oh,
Jimmy Grassi.
No. Up in Pittsburgh.
Grassi's restaurant, delicious meatball sandwich.
Now, would these be all program directors that Barrett works with somehow or has worked with in the past or is looking for a job at that station?
Whoa. Not on this show, sir.
Not on this show.
Sorry.
Take your agenda. Take your agenda, pack it up, and move out.
Okay, and we're supposed to guess who's in the top 10.
Yes.
Give them initials.
Okay, well,
we
guessed the college campuses with the 10 hottest guys yesterday for like a half hour.
But at least I know some colleges.
Okay, I'll give you
some
one.
Initials.
Dave Labrazzi.
Okay.
Now, he was a consigliere, I believe.
Yes, he was, before Carlo.
I just want initials to see if I can guess the full name.
Okay, D-L.
D-L. That would be Dave Logan.
What did he just say?
Dave Logan.
Labrazzi. Try it again.
All right, one more time, Tim.
D-L.
Dave Logan?
Dave Labrazzi.
No. Okay.
You're not treating this as a very special edition of the Ryan Kelly
Morning
Show.
I'll try to get more serious about it.
Who's the program director at 92.9 in Memphis? I mean, I'm just giving you the answers.
Initials, please.
BC.
BC. Bob Costas?
Yes, he's moonlighting.
Brad Carson.
Bill
Cooper? If we're not going to do show prep, why even do the show?
All right. Sorry, I'll get the next one.
He sent you the list specifically so he could ask you about it and you'd seem smart.
I promise you I'll get the next one.
105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. And yes, our attorneys have already been in touch with them.
Okay.
Doug, it's in Milwaukee. The initials TP.
TP.
Toilet paper.
Tom Patterson.
You're close.
Tom Pagnozzi.
Tom Parker, of course.
Tom Parker. Okay.
And I thought Chad Boger would be higher, but he's number 16.
He's been robbed, frankly.
Is he in Minnesota?
Kansas City.
Okay. All right. Different Chad Boger.
Okay.
A few of them.
Now, did you say these are major or mid-market?
These are the mid-markets.
Oh, okay. Okay, what would the next one be?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that Andy Roth is number one, as you thought.
Roth, yeah.
Good earner.
Rother, yeah.
And he's at 92.3, The Fan in Cleveland. And yes, our attorneys also have been in touch with them.
Why are your attorneys in touch?
Because, I mean, we're the only fan outside of the other 40.
Oh.
Well, it is an industry website, so maybe this is important to folks in the industry and absolutely no one else. No one cares about the program director.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Who's the program director here? Is it Misty Plops?
He's the assistant.
Yeah, Misty Plops' assistant. Well, we like the way he's going.
Who's the program director? So it's Misty Plops. No.
Just so you know,
if there's no program director, but there is an assistant program director, by definition, that's your program director. So congratulations,
Misty Plops.
And I think you did a nice job putting the lineup together, sir. And I like the clock a lot.
The clock.
What's next week? Traffic managers?
Ooh, maybe Anna Marie could win.
Yeah, not a bad idea. He's probably working on that now.
Do they get trophies? That'd be nice.
Chris Haas Newport. We know Haas.
Sure.
Number 6. He is the program director at 101.
Nice.
All right, Haas.
I would have thought.
Congratulations.
I would have thought top
Chris
five.
Chris T. Haas, yeah. As I call him. Haas Newport.
Uh-huh. You put a lot of T's in for people.
Yeah, it's kind of my trademark. It's my calling card.
Like, T. Cherry T.
Also,
watch this. T. Cherry T.
Also, Spring Ting.
Pretty good.
He leans on the T heavily.
T, Terry T.
Mm-hmm. Be interesting to see how many Friends of the Feather are at Spring Ting.
See, I knew you'd use
there it.
Is.
And now the Seamaster will put together a new spring training promo, just like that. Spring Ting.
Now, someone told me that the parking sitch, trying to be a cool,
right,
is different. And it might be a little bit more secure. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to see, like, fans just kind of walking by the 90-year-old guard so they could tell Doug that they enjoy his sports casts.
Mm. Totes obvi.
Clip that off.
But it'll be a great spring ting.
Well, it's a nice big parking lot. There ought to still be room for all of us.
I didn't say you wouldn't get in. I said it's going to be more secure. I don't know how that will shake out. It'll be interesting to see, though, Doug. Back to you, Steve.
So now that we've got the top 20 program directors and mid-markets out of the way, and like I said, that just came across my desk at 7:04, so I had to adjust our lineup.
It's hard not to get right to it. You'd be ignoring the elephant in the room.
Right, but now I will go back to what was Roman numeral number one before I saw that, and that is last night's festivities at the Scott Trade Center. Because of the zero upside in posting it, I don't post wager picks anymore unless they're sponsored by Wheelhouse, like our Picks of the Week, and we will have our final edition of Wheelhouse Picks of the Week. because when you're not right 100% of the time, internet tough guy arrives and then sharpshoots. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, oh, there's not really any upside to dealing with that. So I just keep them internal. But you know what that did? Internet tough guy costs you money, because I felt like last night, and I was sharing this with me father, was about as close to a five-star play as you could get. So the first thing I did yesterday morning when I woke up was shipped the roll on the Blues against the Leafs. Shipped the roll on the Blues against the Leafs. There was no way with the combination of Bobby Plagernight, who they love, they truly love, and a new head coach, that they weren't going to win that game. I don't care who they would have been up against last night. And they most definitely did. 5-1. And, Doug, it was an old-fashioned shipping. But to me, what I'm going to remember most from Thursday, February 2nd, 2017, is Barkley Plager's banner coming down to greet his brother, Bobby's, as they rise to the rafters together.
I got chills watching that. I didn't expect that. But what a nice touch. And to hear, I believe it was Panger or John Kelly talk about it. No one knew that was coming. They kept that part of it a secret. Boy, that was awesome.
Yeah, whoever thought of that, that was really a stroke of genius there. Would have been real easy just to raise number five, put it next to number eight, but to have them go up there together, that was really nice. That was really something.
You could see the Plager family was, you know, tearing up or openly crying during that. Boy.
Bob Plager is usually very emotional, tears up a lot. I thought he was going to lose it completely, but he was able to hold it together pretty good.
Here is Bobby Plager last night expressing his gratitude to the organization.
Hit the lever, Blonzine.
So I'm going to close tonight and say this has been very, very special. We don't have time. I could be here for hours and hours and talk about players, friends, but thank you for this opportunity. And again, Mr. Stillman, what you've done, this is the greatest night. It's been said before, I am the luckiest person to have played hockey. And I thank you, fans. So, thank you to the St. Louis Blues players for being out here and being part of it. Thank you, fans. And I bleed blue. Thank you.
The great Bobby Plager. Moments later, his number five would rise to the rafters, and they lowered Barkley Plager's eight to meet him, and then they rose together. Perfect.
To really? Spend 50 years with one organization says something a lot about what everybody thinks of him. There's been ownership changes, president changes, general manager changes, coaches changes, and they all want him around. Every one of them who've been through there since the 60s. Nobody really kind of embodies the Blues, maybe more than Bob Plager. Just kind of a hard-nosed guy. Gave it, it would take a slap shot to the chest for the team.
You know, I didn't get a chance to see him play. So looking at the video that they were running, was pretty great, too.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people know Bobby Plager. I mean, he's always around. He's a great guy. He always has a funny story. He's the perfect ambassador for the Blues. But I hadn't seen a ton of video, so they dug up a lot. That was cool.
You'd have to be an old-timer to remember him playing. He was kind of, to compare him to somebody, I think maybe Barrett Jackman type, where he was
obviously, he went out of his way to...
Yeah, obviously a stay-at-home defenseman, physical guy, would fight every now and then, didn't move up on the offensive end a lot, but just kind of a meat and potatoes type of guy.
Alexander Steen, a guy who has certainly either directly or indirectly gotten criticism over the last few days with the Hitchcock firing, said the Plager ceremony fired the team up.
That was great. I thought the ceremony was great. His speech was terrific. You know, he talked a lot about the values of our organization and what it means to play for the Blues and for the city in front of these fans. And, you know, obviously that hits home with someone that's kind of made St. Louis his home now. And, you know, the support we get both in the ups and downs. And, you know, I thought it was a great speech. And we went in the room and we had a short time to turn it around and get ready for warm-ups. But I think everybody kind of felt a different buzz in there before we went out.
That's what they needed, too. You know, new coach and everything, expect they'd probably have a little bit more jump. But then you hit the ice following that. If you're blue, that has to be inspirational.
Certainly worked for Jake Allen, who was much better than anything we've seen over the last month.
Yeah.
In the first period, they had some really good scoring chances. Or that could have slipped away in a hurry again, and it would have been, oh, geez.
Yeah, they did fall behind 1-0, but then it was a quick surge of goals. And before you knew it, a 1-1 game turned into 4-1. And a shipping, Doug. You said it was an old-fashioned shipping, didn't you?
That's what I said, before we got on the air. I said, if ever I've seen an old-fashioned shipping, this was it last night.
What a night. And then to win in the fashion, some of the national guys were calling it an old-fashioned shipping. But
that's where I got it.
To get the 5 goals when they raised the number 5 to the rafters, pretty cool, too. Not lost on me.
Yeah. Perfect night.
And it was Mike Yeo's debut. And this is what he had to say about his first game as the Blues head coach.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
I got a puck, yes. And and the guys also criticized my tie. I thought it was pretty good, but yeah, it's not.
Should I ask, do you wear this tie again then?
Well, according to them, I shouldn't. But yeah. No, but obviously... pretty happy, good start, and a lot to like about the game, and obviously some areas we were a little bit sketchy at the beginning of the game, and Jake held us in there and came out real strong, allowed us to find our game, and then I thought that the second period was really, in a lot of ways, the way that our game should look.
Was that some sort of meteor that passed over Scott Trade in the middle of that?
Asteroid, there's a difference.
Did we get that from Fox Midwest? That might be our...
Yeah, it's a Fox Midwest sounder to when they do the... Yeah.
Oh. We separate sound with a little stinger.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys do that. You probably
just
let the tape drag on.
What, like raw video?
Yeah. No.
Here's the raw feed of Scott Trade this evening.
We didn't have time to edit it down. Oh, we put a stinger in where it's needed.
It sounded especially loud on this one. Then I saw the video of Pietrangelo throwing the puck in the locker room. He said, here you go, Yozy.
Yozy, you like that?
That's what he called him. Here you go, Yozy.
Did you think it would be Yozy or Yo-er?
I thought I was going to go with Yozy. Yeah.
What did Yozy say? Thanks, Cap'n.
Something like that. Thanks, Cappy. Here you go, Yozy.
Now the question is, they were talking about, I was kind of keyed in on the words they were using during the Doug Armstrong news conference. As I said, I think with Ferraro, who we had on, that the thing that stood out, independent contractors. We didn't see any of that last night, but they were talking a lot about, fresh start, new beginning. And so maybe this can be for the Blues, who have been awful prior to last night. Maybe this is what they needed to turn the page, a little shakeup. That's why they had to do something, so they fired Hitch. They had a great night for one of the true legends of the organization. We'll see where they go from here.
This is more like union laborers pulling up their bootstraps together than independent contractors.
See, I see it differently. I look at it as band of brothers. That's how I see it, kind of like us.
Oh, my gosh.
Doug, you're...
That's how you see it.
The name on the back of your...
You play for the shield on the front, they said last night.
The crest.
Shield.
The crest.
But last night they said shield.
You like that? You like shield?
Not really.
Plager said crest.
I heard
the
him
crest
say shield.
Crest on the front.
I heard
we have
shield.
Any sound with stingers to verify this? Well, Doug, here. I mean,
you may have said crest also, but one time I heard him say shield.
All right, we can agree that it's shield or crest, but the point is, we're 590 The Fan. When we head into the studio, our individual biases, our personal goals, set aside for the team. For the team goal. 590 The Fan. Where's Don King? Get that drop back.
Yeah,
590 The Fan. 590 The Fan.
I think that was 10 or 11 years ago because Zab Judah
Buck
did
Swope
not come
it.
Like a thief in the night. Zab Judah, I think he came through front door.
Buck Swope could probably find that in a show from 12 years ago.
Isn't that impressive?
We got a jingle now.
He also,
isn't that impressive?
Don King also said, where's that handsome man Jim Hayes at a news conference? That's how he opened. I want that one too. The only guy to ever have uttered those words.
You don't like our new jingle?
I've forgotten it already.
All sports fans, 590 KFNS.
That's not bad at all.
Hey, you like
not
that?
Not bad at all.
Doug, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and there's no one like your Valentine. And by yours, I mean ours. Ours as a whole, because if I say it's yours, it might be going, hold on a second, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift as unique as they are. Valentine's Day, a special night for your loved one, and you can treat them well with Sherry's Berries. Anna Marie, you know what she loves? Sure. Sherry's Berries. You guys had a wonderful picture with Sherry's Berries yesterday.
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was unfortunate because there were some things I didn't really want in there.
Yeah, but the berries were, and that's the key.
Can I tell you this? So I told my wife.
I'm in the middle of a commercial.
I thought we're supposed to do this with personal stories.
Oh, okay.
I thought this was with personal stories.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were going to talk about your chewing tobacco.
No. So I get home, and because my wife is watching what she eats. And I said, because she loves the Sherry's Berries. Uh-huh. She really does. I don't know anyone that doesn't think they're great. So I said, I did you a favor, honey. There were Sherry's Berries at the station, and I didn't bring them home because I know, you know, it would have tempted you, and you're watching what. And she said, you could have made an exception for those. She was mad that I didn't bring
them home. How about that?
Because everybody loved. So, Iggy, if I were you, I would get a box of these things and send them to Lady Gaga. And celebrate Valentine's
Day. There it is. Sherry's Berries. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. Or, Doug, for today only, double the berries for just $5 more. You just need my code to take advantage of this deal. The code, Morning After. One word, by the way.
Morning after.
Yeah, hurry. This amazing deal is today only. These berries are decadent, fresh, juicy, sweet, shareable, and irresistible. It's Sherry's Berries. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for just $5 more. This is an exclusive offer for our listeners only when you use the code MORNINGAFTER. Just visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Morning After. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in Morning After. This amazing deal is for today only, so order now. And you can take care of Valentine's Day just like that. Some would say, lickety-split, lickety-split, lick, 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 lickety-split.
Okay.
Don't get on my case when I'm tying in personal first.
I thought it was
going to
be about your Monster Energy.
And here's another thing.
Or your Spittoon.
You don't say my code. It's our.
I can't agree with you more, but you know it's in the copy.
What? All right, then read the copy. Never mind.
Usually I do edit it on the fly, and then that time I'm like, oh, that sounds awful. Like it's my show. You know what I say?
What?
Mi familia, our show. Doug, it's our show. You get ownership of this too.
Yeah. Mi familia would still be my family, right?
Yeah, but it's a family.
Yeah, it's a family. Doug,
this is our little family. It's a family of six hot guys.
In other words, play for the crest on the front, not the name on the back.
Yep. Or the shield.
Or the shield. See, sometimes we get in these ruts of argument.
Last Eve was truly a memorable event. The boys came together like a gaggle of twinks prepping to have a go at Doug's spicy boy toy, Victor. It's from the cousin of Moo Man.
What did that have to do with that?
It's disappointing.
Well, talk about the way the Blues responded.
It's just disappointing.
Victor's touch can be very reassuring.
Mm.
What was that?
Well, that would have been you, off on one of your gay tangents again.
That off plow.
Victor's your friend.
Oh, you're the one who's infatuated with the little fella.
You can get involved on the program, 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. It's the appliance discounter phone lines. You can text in on the number 855-282-8255 and get involved that way. Or email in for our Hot Shots email of the day. The Hot Shots email of the day is a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots the morning after at InsideSTL.com, the morning after. And InsideSTL.com is how you can email in Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Winning January already has 1 point so far for the month of February. Can he win every single month this year? Some people kind of think this is the beginning of a 12-month run. I don't know.
That's unthinkable.
He would win $1,200 worth of gift certificates from Hot Shots if he were to do that. Yeah, I think he would acquire a franchise.
It's worth a shot. I mean, a gifted writer can make a little bit of money
for himself. So you acknowledge Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech is a treat.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's a treat. It's not vile like some of the others. Sometimes it's a treat.
Just got in my car running late, Doug. Damn, you did a number on me. I can barely walk this morning. White collar gangster?
The leggy blonde? No, white collar gangster. Well, he got suspended for that.
Oh,
white collar gangster just got himself suspended. Bent over with his period of 2 days stick ready to go. Name will be reflected in the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension log. I'm writing it down with a Wright Business Products pen, only not really. They were all stolen.
That's a shame. Tim, I have an apology to make to
you. Oh, my gosh. Doug, I guess he's going to apologize.
Well, because we're talking about family and the radio station.
Oh,
try to be
my
a,
guy.
I try to be a good steward. I know that there's a lot of stars around here. So, like, I'll clean up my area when I'm done so as to not leave my junk for, you know, other people, right? So, I got a package from...
oh, my God.
From Deke Dotum.
Dog, Deke Dotum is sending us packages.
You know, I'd be careful. I wouldn't touch it.
They're Deke the Free Dotum t-shirts of some form that he wanted me to pass along to a former friend of the show who now does business in New York, Matt Holliday.
F-O-T-S.
So I said, all right, he's wearing the TMA hat. He wore the Lemmy shirt. Maybe he'll wear this. So I said, I'd do it. So the package comes, and it's one of those envelopes that has, like, the packing materials inside. And it was damaged. So I tried to be careful. I opened it up, and all this stuff went everywhere.
Oh, like all
over
your
shirts? Like, I'm not even going to wash these. Deke, what did you do? It's almost like it was a sabotage. So luckily, Plowsy grabbed the vacuum, and it was all over the place. There was no getting around it. Thank you, Plowsy. You're a good team member.
Shame.
But there's
shame.
It's all over me. It shame. Was over there. This Deke Dotum gave me a faulty package.
You're surprised by that?
I am, because in my experience, he's been a great American.
Yeah, patriot.
There were a couple of wrong turns in the early going, but who hasn't made mistakes?
Jim Hayes was telling me on the way to the ballpark, wanted me to pass along a note from the Dotum family. He met Mr. and Mrs. Dotum and their son, Deke, and they want to say hi to family and friends back home in St. Louis. That's from the Dotums.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
You know, there was like an 80-year-old woman watching in Springfield, Missouri. Go, that's a nice story. That's
nice sentiment. Nice, yeah.
And then she was on Periscope yesterday while Carlos Martinez was doing his press conference, bitching about his inability to speak coherent English. That was a wonderful sight yesterday. My God.
That what?
People bitching again. Oh, yeah, that he doesn't speak good English. Oh, take some of that money and learn English.
That's a shame.
I guess I'll travel to the Dominican and be held accountable for my inability to no hablar español.
Well, that's a shame. I wasn't aware of that.
Eh, what are you going to do?
Cardinal it's,
yeah, I know, exactly. It must have been Cub fans that were in there doing that.
Yeah. Well, probably was.
A couple of rogue Brewer fans in there.
Yeah. Guys, I've never found Dotum's package to be faulty. That's from the Southern Illinois Hole Parner.
Look at this, Tim. Look. So
it looks like a wonderful package to me, Doug.
But look at, you see what I mean by the packet? That was all over your radio station, son. And if not for the quick work of, now what do I got to wash this so I can send, I'm not going to, Dotum, send more shirts and pack them properly this time.
Next time at Soulard Soap, which should be Tuesday.
And that's where you and Chris Raby are going to do battle.
Yeah, apparently he was ready to scrap. I'll wash it for you and then you can send it that way.
You're honestly... Whatever you make, they should triple it.
Is that now the official laundromat of the morning after?
It should Soulard be because soap? It's fantastic. Yeah. I don't know many others around here.
Is this Plugola or Payola?
That would have been Plugola.
Yeah, nice sponsor.
I haven't got anything yet. Once they start paying me, it'll become Payola.
I was all over that Raby on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're in the middle of a radio war.
With one tweet. I told him, I laid it out there, okay, because I'm a no BS guy. I'm like a lot of hosts, no BS.
Right.
And I said, your views on clean clothes and general civility are dangerous because they're extreme views. And he was not happy, and someone told me he's emailing the show today.
Chris Rabia's?
Radio Wars.
Doug, hashtag Radio Wars.
Yeah. Hashtag Scrapjack.
Well, he ignores Plowsy when he sees him right there.
Yeah,
Soulard Soap.
So
just turns a blind eye.
Doug, my dad came out as gay last night. Jealous? Thanks, Tony Dow.
Oh, look, there's Mark McGuire's penis.
No, I'm not jealous at all. My father was a heterosexual, thank God. Hence, I'm here.
Great Game of Thrones callback, Tim. That's why you're the best. That's from Weezer. I wonder if that's the Weezer.
Oh, it couldn't be any more than one. Not in this town.
That's what I would think.
Haven't
think
seen him in a
Weezer?
While.
So I'm wearing white belts, so I'm more of a high-class style guy.
Yeah. he tweeted at me.
Do Miss Weezer.
I broke the news, I thought, that Matt Adams, he's not at full man bun yet, but he's growing it out so he can be full man bun. So I just put that on Twitter. So I thought folks would be interested. And Weezer pointed out that the fan page had that 2 days ago. That fan page breaks all news. All the time. It's a new
Dexter Fowler signing, Doug. You might as well hop on in. The water's warm. Come on in. You'll enjoy yourself.
And then the man bun news.
Water's quite murky in there.
You tell me you wouldn't have led sports last night with Matt Adams' man bun?
I wouldn't have had time. Now, he's really got the man bun going now, or he's just in preparation for
no,
as much?
No, he said it's not fully, it's not like, I guess you need a certain amount of hair up top, and he's growing it out, and he anticipates spring training will be full Ooh, man bun.
That'll be big really? For us at the picnic table.
I don't know if there's a player in the league who wears a man bun, is there?
I don't know, but he's going there, and he's...
Eric Gagne.
He's going to be in the best shape of his life. And in all honesty, I know that's a cliche, but I'm telling you, this guy... eats totally healthy now. It's all like salmon and everything. He's going to look a lot different when he gets to spring training and with the man bun.
I used to eat bear claws two at a time.
He's not eating the bear claws anymore.
Nope.
Stephen Wildwood says, Doug, I'm not surprised. People are a-holes, especially on that fan page. Why is Stephen Wildwood turning on the fan page? He's an active participant.
He's read some of it, probably. It's just vile.
I, for whatever reason, was blocked from the fan page, and it really pissed me off.
Okay. Well, you probably did something too vile.
Mm-mm.
I mean, to get blocked from a place that spews nothing but vile, you really have to go over the edge.
Plus, I'm on your little gay page.
Yeah.
How many Doug, people why don't you just jump in the fan page? We're approaching 5,000 members. It's time for you to come on in. Maybe you'll be the 5,000th member.
Well, you're on Facebook. Yeah. For me, I'm not even on Facebook, so I have a real legitimate reason, right, Tim?
That's right.
To not be on there. Yeah, Tim agrees with me.
Well, why don't you jump on Facebook?
I'm a good follow on Twitter. I'm a good follow on Facebook.
Sure he is.
The way Larry says Facebook, it's like he's like got a little dander in him.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook. Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook. Facebook.
Remix.
You were a member of the fan page, right?
Yeah, briefly.
Brief.
Yeah.
And then you got out. Tim is saying that everything's changed and it's great now.
Come on in. Mm-hmm. The water is warm.
Well, I'm sure.
They had the Matt Adams story and the Dexter Fowler story.
Okay, so I should probably get off. I should use that as my primary news source.
Yes! Actually, with the Dexter Fowler thing, a lot of people did.
That fan page is awful, Tim. The CJ6 has to post snarky responses to everything. It's from the Loomster. So now I'm being held accountable for the fan page. The cat, I showed you an email I received about the fan page a couple nights.
What's the CJ6?
I don't know what's
Curtis
going
Joseph?
On.
Curtis
Joseph? That's what I was trying to say yesterday. I couldn't think of their name. The six guys that use two first names, the CJ6.
That's so cool to use two first names.
Mm.
Chrissy Blake told me that. I had no idea who they were, and she told me, that's the CJ6.
You know what? They're mysterious.
How do I not know this?
I don't know. There's six of them that use
maybe
two
Maybe, Doug,
names.
I'm not as active as I should be in the fan page, so it's not fair for you to be
chastised. You're playing it just about right if you don't know what's going on.
Doug, who are these CJ6, in your opinion?
I have no clue.
What?
Stephen Wildwood at Xander's all up just like Larry Nickel, and he says Facebook.
Wow.
Mm.
All right, that's the show.
That seemed like that's the end of it.
Via the face bat.
Oh, I see what it is now.
I still don't know. Is how do you see? Your text inbox is like 3 seconds ahead of mine, by the way. It's like I'm listening to the game on KMOX and you're watching on Fox Sports Midwest. There's just a little delay.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Iggy, why aren't you holding the CJ6 accountable? It's Jim from St. Chuck. Doug, I use my real name. Come at me, bro. That's from the Brentwood Forest Cabana Boy.
But not your last name. That is so cool.
I find him entertaining.
You said that kind of matter-of-factly.
No, I mean, they were calling Gaga Hammerhead yesterday. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I find it funny.
They went there?
Doesn't she look different, Iggy?
She looks different every time you see her. She looks different.
Well, that's how you stay on top.
I think Madonna just, like, changed her look.
Yeah.
You know, dark hair, short hair, long hair.
Marketing.
You know, would intentionally do things to upset, you know, evangelicals, like the Like a Prayer video and the Stigmata. And then the, what was it, Justify My Love video, which was banned. It was, you know, it was easy manipulation. Worked. God bless her. Tip my cap. Whatever. Lady Gaga, to me, facially looks different and looks now, I would say, beautiful. I wasn't necessarily attracted to her when she first came out. And I always felt like she intentionally hit her face because she didn't necessarily have what you would think is a pop star's beauty when she first came out. I don't know, 2007, 2008, at least when she went mainstream. So I feel like she must have had something done, and God bless her, because if I could, I would get hair transplants, so I'm not busting balls.
It's hard to look attractive when you've got a pork chop attached to your chin.
How dare you.
Man, now you're stirring the pot.
You know what? If Roderick
it's all makeup with
had gotten a question with Gaga, he could have said, tell us about how your family was involved with picking the songs for you, which Iggy says is a great question that everyone was dying to know. I disagree. But also, how do you feel that Tim McKernan is now attracted to you? That would have been
the question that America would have been.
We'd have seen that on entertainment.
Well, that question just came up now. Timmy said she's attracted. I wouldn't have known that yesterday.
Well, it didn't matter because he...
Shame.
Because he didn't get a question anyway with her.
I'm gay for Doug.
Okay. Yeah, I used to look at her and say, oh, well, she's so talented. I guess it doesn't really matter how she looks. But now when you see her, you go, wow, she's attractive.
You go,
I think her personality also makes her more attractive to me. I mean, I think if you were to just walk by her on the street, I don't know if you would go, holy moly, cockatoo.
No, no.
But her person, she's clearly...
Like Elaine Boozler.
Thank you. I was looking for...
She's probably a St. Louis. She's a St. Louis 8.
Hey, Tim, you would look great with hair plugs, but you already look great, so there's that.
All right.
314.
Stop it, 314.
Like I said, I admire Tim.
Okay.
Who said that?
People that are paid to say it.
Who was that woman?
You know, fit chick.
Oh, yeah. Plowhawk, you're just, I mean, you really are. Stedman is running around in your body and all around here.
Okie dokie, cokie adokie. Mm-hmm.
Tim, since you are the best and know everything, what would you recommend at the Kirkwood Brew House? I like the salmon.
Salmon.
Cat calls it salmon. And the buffalo wingy wingy and the candied bacon is becoming the signature dash. And that candied bacon burger will pawn your hole.
Well,
I'd really like the pony up
there.
The BLT
is great. The wings are great. And my wife said, are we going to get some food for the Super Bowl? So we're gonna take out from your place. So I'll give you the order later today.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
I'll take care of it. Thank you.
I'm shooting up there Saturday.
You're going to pony up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think I got to get a hold of Watry. Haven't seen him since he left Billy G's for there. I'd like to see him. Also, try out the food, watch some TV, hang out.
Maybe meet a lady.
You never know.
Check out the swinger section.
Oh, I'll
see what the word is.
Obviously, I'll be in the swinger section. Isn't there a cuck section?
Maybe we ought to create that. I'm sure my business partner loves hearing this discussion.
Why don't you wear your TMA hat, and I'm going to get you a jersey that says on the back, producer, and then the ladies will flock to you.
Doug, this is Paul from the wealthy part.
Oh, hello, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Well, we're fine.
What up, P?
I'm just curious, though, how bad all of your memories are, because, Tim, do you remember that you just talked to Iggy about her face about 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just because when you raised it and then Iggy said you hadn't raised it before, I was just wondering whether anyone even remembered what had happened.
Hey, Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Haven't you noticed before that we're very stupid?
No, Jim. I think you guys are insightful and wonderful.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
But it just seemed like there was a slight senior moment.
No, what happens is we talk on this show. And then you kind of lose track because we talk about a lot of the same stuff. And then you don't even realize if you said it, like, to your friend or to your wife or whatever, you said it on the air. That's how stories get repeated, right? Mm-hmm. You don't realize, oh, you just said it yesterday at 8:15. You thought you might have said it to someone else. And we're dumb.
And some things are so important. It's important to say it four or five times to really drive home the point.
I don't know if you noticed, but we talk a lot about The Godfather, too.
Well, Doug, I agree with that. I mean, you have a great point. You need to repeat it so people hear it.
Right. That's all we're doing.
Great. Well, it's like your French fry talk, right?
That's correct, yeah.
But on that note, since you were talking music, I wanted to go back to a subject also Tim brought up a while back.
What was that?
Top rap songs. Tim was talking about some of the songs that he believed started the rap movement, and I wanted to do a little trivia with you if you guys want to try.
Doug, would you like to do some rap trivia?
Well, sure. I'll just check out here for a while. But no, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. Do you know what the first rap album to be number one on the Billboard chart was?
I'm going to say, I don't know if it was an EP or an album, but Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, to me was the song that broke through.
It's top 100 of all, like Billboard top 100? Is that what you said, Paul?
Yeah, just the album itself, not the song.
I mean, I would guess that's probably right, but I don't know. I mean, for me, it was Raising Hell, Run DMC. I don't know.
It was the Beastie Boys' License to Ill, which is
Raising Hell didn't break the top 100 with Walk This Way with Aerosmith, because I mean that was crossover.
Raising Hell was their first top 10 album for Run-DMC, but they did not make the number one.
Oh, I thought you said, okay, so number one. I thought you said just make it on the chart. Am I
no,
hearing
I'm
something
sorry.
Different?
I'm sorry. The first one to be number one as the album.
Okay, well, I would not
have
guessed.
I was going to bring up the Run-DMC thing because that song, you were talking about crossover for rap to pop. To me, that's the song that really, even
Walk
though
this
the Beastie Boys may have done some crossover, they still were all white, which makes it a little...
Hello.
When Run-DMC got together with Aerosmith and we had a rap version of a hardcore song, hardcore rap...
But wasn't Walk This Way before Beastie Boys? Doug, wasn't Walk This Way before Beastie Boys?
It was darn near.
It was darn near before.
What about Bob Dernier? What do you think about him?
Oh, pretty speedy outfielder. I believe he's from Kansas City area.
Yeah, we had to get him on.
Yeah.
Be fun.
All right. That's a...
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for the quiz, Paul.
And can someone text in some bleat stuff,
sure.
please?
Sure. Let me read about 500 of them. Paul's calls are so effing boring. Hey, Paul, here's some trivia Chug Paint. This guy needs to sleep with the fishes. Bleach... Frank Drebin's raw sewage report. Paul has no friends. I want to bring his subject up from 2006 too. dweeb to chug battery acid. So there you go, Doug. Just a sampling, is it?
To point out that we bring up the same material, like that's breaking news. Like
no, my point is that I saw her yesterday. She seems pretty cool. I'm sure she's very sexually evolved. Those are things I need. She seems intelligent. And she also now is physically attractive, whereas before, I don't think she...
Does her face look different?
Yes, but Iggy says that she didn't have any plastic surgery. So, I mean, Iggy would know. That's his thing, man.
Yeah, it's all makeup with her. I mean, depending on how she wants to wear her makeup, how she wants to wear her hair, how she wants to dress, does she want to wear the 9-foot heels and... or she just yesterday, she just wore a nice pantsuit and had her hair back and she looked gorgeous.
Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Well, I don't know about that.
I just think that, Iggy, you take anything related to Gaga too personally. Like, it causes you pain.
Did I say something to Paul?
No, but bitch. When we were discussing earlier...
And this plow penguin.
At her news conference, people were asking her dumb questions.
Well,
and Roderick didn't get a chance to ask your question, which I told you. You wanted to hear... the answer to because you thought she would think it's a good question when no one wanted to know whether or not her family helped her put together the halftime.
Well, that's because the people in that audience knew nothing about her, and I think the questions indicated that.
See,
the worst press
mean.
Conference in the history of the Super Bowl.
Doug, what would you have asked? You're all right, Doug Vaughn from KMOV. Do you have a question for Lady Gaga?
First of all, what kind of songs will be in the show, and also who's big for you?
Yeah, that was asked 5 times after she said, I'm not going to talk about the show.
Well, now,
and five other people asked about the show.
It's kind of stupid. It's kind of stupid to have a press conference with, here's the halftime entertainment, but don't ask about the halftime entertainment.
I want no part of your pursuit of Gaga.
Bob Gaga.
There was a clip about, she knew that somebody was going to ask about the meat dress and didn't get a chance to answer it, so she answered it anyway.
What'd she say about it?
I don't know what clip it is. It's a 12.
Because you were mad about it. She shouldn't even have to mention
meat
dress.
It was like the 12-second clip.
Plow Penguin, who's back there conducting a symphony today, says, Doug, Lady Gaga is mum on details of the halftime show. Take a listen, would you?
Sure.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do.
I figured, but I had to
And you're going to have to wait. I will tell you that there will be no meat dress there.
No meat dress, okay.
Yeah, so don't wait for that.
Those are those Houston cackling hens. How about if you swing from the Astrodome? Shut up.
See, that's what I...
That cost
this
Joe,
is what I wanted to get to.
That cost Joe Roderick his question, those two cackling hens.
And then we'll never know if Lady Gaga's family helped her put together the halftime show. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted Joe Rod to get a question.
No, you wanted him to ask your question.
I gave him 3 or 4 questions. He could ask what he wants. He's the one that said, you have a question. I gave him 3 or 4. I said, pick one.
That's
he
what
picked
I mean.
The family one.
She was just giving a little news conference to a bunch of... people like us.
Bunch of yahoos.
Yeah. I was going to say hacks, but people like us.
Terry Bradshaw. I mean, couldn't you do that on your own pregame show?
Doug,
Why'd you have to get in there?
Terry Bradshaw had a wonderful exchange with Lady Gaga.
Oh, did he?
Apparently, it upset Iggy, though. Take a listen, if you would.
Oh, hit the lever, Palsy.
Hi, Lady Gaga.
Hi, Terry.
How are you? Good morning. How
wonderful.
Are you?
It's an honor to meet you.
I've never done one of these before, but...
Nothing like this. I've done
your first time. I'm happy I'm here for it.
You're the biggest star I've ever looked at. I did sing with one of the Beatles, but I screwed the song up, so I'm not about to do that this morning. Alejandro is a great song, and Howie Long, my buddy
at
Fox,
that's
his favorite song. Edge of Glory is one of my favorite songs of yours.
Sure it is.
Thank you.
And I just curious, will these two songs make it on the set that you're going to perform?
You know, I don't want to give away what songs I'm singing for the halftime show because I feel like it's going to ruin the surprise. But we went through my whole career and chose songs that I hope that both the football fans and the people that are just tuning in for the halftime show will enjoy. And, you know, I got to tell you, this is a big, big win for me with my grandma right now because half of my family are massive Steelers fans, and she is wigging out on the couch right now watching this.
Hi, is she single lady or?
you know.
I actually have my wife here. That's just a funny line. I'm just
she
using
is
it.
Single, but she's a widow, and my grandpa, she loved him so much. I don't know if she ever would date another man.
Oh, now that was good stuff.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Well, save it for your save it for your 8-hour pregame show that you're going to be
doing. What? That was good for the fans.
Hold them accountable.
If she's not going to talk about the show, what else would you like to hear about?
Well, why would you ask it five more times after that when you know she's not going to answer? The Corden broads were the worst. What are they doing up there?
Cackling hens.
They're the sisters of James Corden on CBS. I thought this was raucous.
Okay. Hit the lever palsy.
We've been set a little mission by the big dog that we had to try and make you laugh. So first one for you, Lady Gaga, is how does Lady Gaga like her steak? Wow. Rah, 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 rah. Yeah? Yeah? A good one? Yeah? Okay, one more for the road before
really
we go,
good.
Okay? How do you make Lady Gaga laugh? Just dance, it'll be okay. Yeah, we worked. It worked. We
it
made
did.
You laugh.
Well
we
done, ladies.
Laugh.
It was
Thank
good.
You so much. Good luck for the show. You'll be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was great.
Well, the brother got the funny gene in the family.
That Doug, was great. What the hell is going on there?
That's what Doug, I mean. You take
it. Let him breathe. Let him get it out.
Jesus.
That was great.
Who the hell said, yeah, let's get the Cordons up here. Let's get Terry Bradshaw up here. Let's get Kevin Frazier, who we told one question. He gets three questions, and none of them were answered.
And we won't have Joe Roderick's question.
And he was next in line.
He was next.
Mm. And he would have asked your question about the family and the...
That was great.
You needed to be there, Iggy. You needed to be there.
It had nothing to do with it was my question. It had to do with I wanted Joe Rod to get a question. And millions of people would have heard Joe Roderick from 590 The Fan in St. Louis.
Eh, you know what?
Instead we heard
I love you, but you wanted that question bad. You wanted that question bad.
Cackling and Hen from the Houston Chronicle.
How cool was it that it was a Wisconsin player that sank the winning shot?
Well, they're all Wisconsin players.
Right.
Doug, if she came out in a dress made of poultry, would that be considered a meat dress, or is that a whole nother animal?
Oh, I think chicken is considered meat.
Meat? All right.
Yeah.
How about the former giant who just asked her for lyrics? What was his name? Umanara or whatever the hell
his name is? O.C. Umanyora.
Yes.
Lyrics
he had a great question.
What was it, Iggy?
He asked, I tried to...
And Plowhawk has the
answer. Oh, we have that? Of course.
Yeah. With Plowhawks.
Oh, go ahead. Hit the lever.
Okay, our next question is going to come from a Super Bowl champion representing NFL UK, O.C. Umanara.
Yes. Absolutely. Listen, Miss Gaga, I'm your biggest fan, and I mean that literally because, you know, I'm quite a large guy.
Wonderful.
As you can see, I have this excellent t-shirt right here. But
That's
listen,
great.
I tried to sing one of your songs on our shows, the paparazzi song, and I failed miserably, like the little chorus. Could you please go over those words to me so next time I do it, I can be okay? The little, na 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 na.
I'm your biggest fan.
Okay.
I'll follow you until you love me.
Okay.
Paparazzi.
There it is. That's it. Thank you so much.
Look it up on Google, you idiot.
Oh, no, Doug.
A wasted question. That Joe Rod could have been in there. No, we got this guy. What
this
are your
is
lyrics?
What I was driving
but
at.
Here's the thing. Roderick sent me what he was going to ask, and the way it started off was, Iggy Strode says hello. And I think that's what that was. I think that's really the root of your anger.
Well, it's a good read on your part. The whole point of this was to get her to say hi, Iggy. That was the whole point of this thing. Let's be honest.
Well, wait a minute.
You have a problem with
it. Wait a minute. This is in direct opposition to what you just said really minutes ago where you said it was about 590 the Fan and getting Joe Roderick
out. Timmy,
this was about Iggy. This was about Iggy, sir.
Timmy read it and I opened up. Yes, it would have been tell Iggy I said hi. That would have been a clip that would have been played forever.
You think she would have said, hi, Iggy?
Played forever where? Here?
Here, yes.
Oh,
and
I thought you meant
and
across
at my
the
computer
country.
At home, yes. But I wanted Joe Rod to get a question in, and because I think he might have thrown, he might have thrown a free dotum in there too.
Guys, can someone go ahead and help Iggy kidnap Lady Gaga so he can chain her up in his basement? Holy moly, what a weirdo! That's Justin in Columbia, always critical of the producers of the show, always has been.
A weirdo because I admire someone?
No, you just get too mad about things around her that aren't that bad. That was my whole premise when we walked into this topic because we were talking about it just on our own. And you were getting ticked off about other people's questions at some stupid Super Bowl media session.
Well, it all has to do with me because you know I've been trying to get an interview for a long time. And I know the interview would be one of the best she's ever done because I know her. I know her music. I know what she's about. That proved yesterday why these people should not be getting interviews. Those are the questions she gets every time she does an interview.
Okay, now we're getting
idiots.
Iggy, how does it make you feel that you're her biggest fan and you're working at a radio station, a bona fide radio station?
I'm not
station.
Her biggest fan, and I'm a Riri, whatever the hell his giant's name
how
is.
Does that make you feel that you can't get this interview? I think you need to get that out because that's the root of all this anger. Well, how does that make you feel that you can't get that interview?
I'm not upset. It's going to happen eventually, but right now she just does a lot of national stuff. I love her. I love her. I love her.
Tim,
are you
buying that? Because I think it makes him angry.
I was talking about Lana Rhodes in that clip, I believe.
Wonderful friend of the show. Has she gotten back to you yet, by the way?
Yeah. She actually texted me last night.
Did she really?
Yes. Apologizing. I thought we were going to have another big announcement today. I'm apologizing that it's taken so long. She's been busy. She goes, but I have to go to Florida for a gig, but I think that's the 19th. So I think coming for the 16th and 17th would work out. Can I call you tonight and we'll discuss it?
I said,
yeah, I look forward to it, and no call. So
what was the first question again?
Are you coming? That was the question.
To St. Louis, let me add the prepositional phrase.
I'll find out today, I think.
Guys, yes, Iggy knows her. He's been stalking her for years. That's from the mayor of St. Chuck. All right, Doug, we got a break. BP credit card, 7 o'clock hour is in the books. Magical is what it was, I would say anyway. The 7 o'clock hour brought to you by the BP credit card. Earn rewards and redeem. At the pump, make sure you send in your emails the morning after at InsideSTL.com for the Hot Shots email of the day. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS.